Now that summer's here, every day Chad Pograki will pull an oversized John boat away from the shore and crack the throttle of the 90-horsepower Honda outboard motor. For the third summer in a row, Pograki is cruising along the shoreline and islands of the Mississippi River. He's looking for trash, garbage that people have dumped in the river. When he spots a barrel, an old tire, or debris, he pulls up to shore. He tears a few large plastic bags from a roll and starts picking up trash. He finds air salt cans, plastic bottles, light bulbs, styrofoam, cans of pesticide, jugs of antifreeze, you name it. Pograki picks it up and throws it into the boat. It's dirty work. He fights ankle-deep mud, mosquitoes, and the river is a constant hazard. You'd sink pretty fast if you got caught under an old water heater you were trying to load onto the boat. Pograki works hard 7 days a week, and he works for no pay. On an island sitting on a tree felled by a beaver, Pograki takes a break long enough to talk to us. With a boyish grin, he just shrugs his shoulders when asked why he does it.
I know it sounds strange wanting to go out and pick garbage up on the river, but I really like doing it. I get to see the results, and it just makes me feel good every day, you know?
Although Pograki is only 24 years old, he's been working on this river for almost a decade. He worked on the barges, and for a while he was a commercial clam diver. He says he was astounded by all the garbage he saw along the shore, and he wondered why no one did anything about it. Finally, it got to him, and he started calling government agencies, asking what could be done to clean up the river, and he offered to help.
Their answers after spending a couple hours, you know, 3 or 4 hours on the phone was like, or their questions like, who are you, kid? What garbage are you talking about? And no, we don't have any money for you.
Not getting any encouragement from state or federal agencies, Pograki turned to the private sector. There he was a little more fortunate. Now he spends his winters recruiting sponsors and his summers picking up trash. The money is used to pay dumpster and landfill fees, to keep gas in the donated boat motors, and for the last 2 years, to save money, Pograki spent his nights in a hammock on the river islands he was cleaning up. This year, he'll sleep on a houseboat he salvaged from the bottom of the river. Except to organize a community cleanup day, he won't get home for several months.
I'm always in new towns, always kind of the outsider or something. But it's fine, you know, at least I'm in the town with a purpose, you know, so I guess I'm well-received in the towns I'm in, but I really don't have any of my, you know, all my close friends or whatever to hang out with. But, you know, I don't really think of it as sacrifice. I just think of it as part of what I do, you know.
Pograki has been doing a lot. In the last 2 years, he's picked up more than 1,500 tires, 458 steel barrels, 136 propane tanks, a Ford van, 76 refrigerators.
Yeah! There it is! Nice!
Make that 77 refrigerators and a lot of other junk. Everything, including 24 kitchen sinks. Pograki looks to towns along the rivers to help. Right now he's at the confluence of the Mississippi and the Illinois rivers. The river town of Grafton is helping Pograki, giving him a place to park his boats and a place to temporarily store the trash he hauls in. Bobby Amberg is the mayor of Grafton. At first, she wasn't so sure about Pograki.
I thought he was nuts. But he was so full of life and so full of energy, you know, you had to say, well, maybe he can do it, maybe he can. I'll sit back and watch. And when I saw that trash coming in last year, I was just amazed at the amount that he could pull out of the river.
Mayor Amberg says this year when Pograki called, she didn't hesitate.
I don't know how a man his age could be that responsible as to take on a job of cleaning up the rivers the way he has. I wish there was more young people like him out there wanting to do the same thing.
Mayor Amberg is not the only one praising Chad Pograki. He's been recognized by Vice President Al Gore. Rock singer Lenny Kravitz wrote a song about Pograki's work. And the environmental group American Rivers applauds the work Pograki is doing. Jeff Stein is the group's Mississippi River representative.
He's making a superhuman effort to clean that kind of pollution out of our Mississippi River. But I think more importantly, he's showing how individuals can make a contribution to the river and its cleanliness and its health.
After cleaning up trash on the Mississippi River as far south as St. Louis, Pograki will head up the Illinois and Des Plaines Rivers. That'll eventually take him to the city of Chicago. He expects to finish those rivers by this fall. Pragracki says he still has to secure funding for the Illinois River cleanup first, but he'll soon be making a decision on next year's project.
You know, I was thinking about the Ohio River and been thinking about the Rock, you know, the Rock River. Who knows? You know, right now I don't know, but, you know, in probably a couple months I will know and start to, you know, get that going so I can get there, you know. So, but it's been a crazy couple of years, you know. It's been a great couple of years, to tell you the truth. Definitely very interesting.
In his wake, Pragracki is trying to organize local adopt-a-waterway crews to keep the rivers clean after he's passed through. Although he's not sure where his mission will take him in the next few years, he says you never know. It might be to a river near you. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.